now, would you call it something particular?
Sackcloth flax.
Okay. Well, now, is this the same thing as a croaker bag or a croaker sack or a burlap sack?
Well, it would be different. You see, one would be made out of cotton and that burlap bag wouldn't be made out of that.
Uh-huh.
But it'd be the same thing.
It'd be the same
thing. Okay. That's right. Okay. So the difference would just be what they were made out of.
That's right.
Okay. What do you call a small musical instrument that's about that long and about that high, and you put it up to your mouth and blow on it?
Harmonic.
Okay. Have you ever heard it called anything else?
No. I don't believe I have.
Okay. Well, now, what about a little musical instrument that's about like that's like that? You heard it?
That's a juice harp.
Okay. Can you play one of those?
I used to play them a little bit. I don't forgot how now.
I've never played one, but
I used to play them a little bit.
Uh-huh. What do you call something that children play on that's a long board balanced in the middle and one child sits on one end?
A buckboard.
A buckboard?
A buckboard.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Now, how is a buckboard built?
It's made out of a plank, either out of a round pole that's heavy across a little one, and that's going up and down. You on one end, I'm on the other. We be going up and down.
Well, now how about one that goes round and round?
That's a flying jenny.
Okay. Now how's the flying jenny built?
Well, he just go round and round.
Well, now is that a board across a stump or something, or?
Well, you can have a board cross stump and have one like that. That's right.
Mm-hmm. And then one child pushes
around. Go round and round.
Okay. What do you call a flat piece of stone, a little one that you use to sharpen a knife on?
A grindstone.
Okay. Now, would you describe some different kinds of wooden fences that people used to use?
Used to use pine.
Right. And how would they build the fences?
It would make a build a rail fence, to call it.
Okay. And how are they built?
I don't see nothing.
Yeah. Now, would you? I'm supposed to ask you to draw these, if you don't mind. You know, just sort of make a design of how, you know, just to show me how.
I don't want.
Okay.
Well,
no, go on. That's what it's for.
I don't
want to
mess it.
Don't be silly. You won't be messing it up at all.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. This is the kind of thing they do like this on the corner.
That's right.
Okay. Good.
That's right.
Now, about how many rails high would they be?
Oh, well, it'd be around sometimes 12, 15.
And now, what are some other kinds of wooden fences?
Well, a lot of hog wire. Wooden fence.
Well, what about some, like a person might have around his house or his garden or something?
Well, we have a round out yard wire, or either garden wire, a hog wire.
Uh-huh. Well, now, what about fences that don't have any wire on them at all? They might just have some little slats, you know?
Well, that'd be built out of lumber.
Uh-huh.
That would be.
Well, now, what kind of fence would you call that? Or would it have a particular name?
I don't see a lot of them built, but I don't really
know that because that's all they had when he came along.
Uh-huh.
That's
right. Uh-huh. Well, now, would these fences have the boards going up and down or going long ways?
Well, some of them call it palings.
That's
right.
Yard palings.
That's it. All right, and then those are the little ones.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Now, would these have points on the top?
That's right.
Okay, fine. I got you then. And now, what about, let's see now.